Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
All right, once again, thank you very much for joining Industrial Talk, and thank you for your continued support of a platform that celebrates industry professionals all around the world. You are bold, brave, you dare greatly, you innovate, you collaborate, you're solving problems each and every day. You're making the world a better place. That's why we celebrate you on the number one industrial related podcast in the universe, and it's all backed up by data. We are broadcasting on site Fluke Reliability Accelerates 2024 user conference. It's a user conference. It's bigger than a meeting. It's a conference. We have plenty of individuals here that are focused on solving the challenges of industry today. If you have not, if you're in the world of asset management, reliability, or in maintenance, you need to be a part of this wonderful event in 2025. Make that a priority. George is in the house. I'm so excited about this conversation. Just out of the blue. Let's get cracking. Yeah. Look at this. This is cool.
Yes.
I've only just CC'd you on emails and then walked around and then, you know, chirped a little bit here and there, you know. It's just standard stuff.
Yeah.
Is it a good meeting, do you think?
Yeah, it's great.
A lot going on.
Yeah, so much going on. This year has been a little bit different. We've kind of added our Thought Leadership Day, which was kind of aimed at senior individuals, which has been awesome. So we had some roundtable discussions talking about sort of industry issues, sustainability, supply chain, skills shortage, and AI, obviously.
Well, why wouldn't it be? You know, AI is the buzz of the town. But it's happening so fast, AI in general. And you have a new product called Azima.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, I love it. This thought leadership, why was that important for Fluke to have that? I think that was on Monday.
Yes, it was on Monday. I think just we're kind of at a pivotal time in the industry. Like, there's so many things going on. The pace of change is like enormous. And obviously things like change management and things are quite hard to navigate. So we wanted to bring like-minded individuals together just so that they can network, discuss the industry issues, and then hopefully leave with a bit of an action plan, kind of based on what other people are doing at their organizations and what might apply to theirs. So it was a really good day. Such great conversations.
How does an organization like Fluke Reliability, you bring up a point of pace of change.
Yeah.
That is always a constant conversation to have with many of the industry professionals that I talk to, is that change. How does Fluke Reliability maintain this sort of nimble focus in this constant change?
Yeah, sure. So we're based out of our parent company is Fortive, and they have this kind of analogy that's Kaizen. And so
yes,
to keep nimble and to kind of eliminate Muda, which they class as waste, we Kaizen to problem solve. And so at any point in our company, when we kind of reach a bit of an impasse and the pace of change is slowing slightly, we'll do problem solving, bring different people across the organization from all different functions into one room to kind of problem solve and see how we can accelerate a little bit more. Accelerate.
There it is, right there. With an X.
Yes. we kind of put that in place, and that really keeps us nimble. It means that we can adapt. In those sessions, we also do a lot of VOC, so we speak to our customers and we kind of pulse check, you know, are we on the right path? Do we need to pivot? That kind of thing. So, really key. I think Kaizen is, you know, it's our way of life. So,
see, and I like that. And in fact, I've seen a number of posts on LinkedIn about these events,
yeah,
which is very, very cool, and it bodes well for Fluke Reliability and the team Fluke Reliability, just because that I fortunately for me, I get to walk up and down, and I get to interact with many of the individuals here at the user conference, and without a doubt, everybody is just, I don't know, there's this, in this constant world of change, there's this still optimism that exists, which is, there's this energy of excitement that is, and I'll just bring this up. Last year's conversation at Accelerate is completely different than this year's.
Yeah.
1 year.
Yeah. I know. It's nuts. So Azima has a lot to do with that.
Yes.
Obviously, we acquired Azima DLI about 6 months ago, and since then, the energy has just been crazy. Not only internally, because it's super exciting, right? When you add in AI to the portfolio, we've been kind of exploring this connected reliability ecosystem, and Azima fits in perfectly with those connected workflows. So it brings our hardware together with our CMMS platform, so we have a full connected reliability workflow that we can offer customers now, which is great. And yeah, I think the buzz is palpable at this event. You know, I think sometimes AI, people think it's like a really huge thing and almost intangible, or they can't get there. So one big thing that we've been trying to do at this event is to demystify that. And the way that we're trying to do that is to show use cases of AI, which is Azima. You know, essentially it's machine learning. And so we've used case studies and things like that to try and bring it to customers in a more kind of palatable way.
What I like about Azima is, yes, it's AI, but it has so much depth to it, so much information embedded in the data lake. And quite frankly, it's good data.
Yeah.
It has 30 plus years of solid data already in the system itself. So the likelihood of me being able to sort of ping an asset up against a vibration challenge with an asset, I guarantee you, it's in Azima someplace. It's giving me greater insights. The other thing that I like about it is that everybody's looking for this sort of AI silver bullet to taking care of things. This one just makes the vibration professional more efficient. It's still that human element. And that was always an interesting challenge that I've seen, is that there's this human element with Azima still there, still needed. So I love it. I love that approach.
Yeah.
So the other area that is really interesting, and a lot of people have a lot of buzz, is X4 to X5 and making that transition. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, sure. So I think it's really exciting. We've spoken to some customers. Literally this week, I've spoken to a customer that has rolled out X5 across 56 sites.
No kidding.
Yes. And what they're seeing, the value from that is really standardization. So when customers come to us, a lot of the time they're using disparate systems across multiple plants, even multiple regions. And by putting the same software in, you are able to standardize operations, which when things like the skills shortage come into play, you can kind of trade employees because they know what they're working with. They know the software, it's transferable skills. And so I think X5 is really, really great for that. The other part of X5 that's awesome is the globalization kind of element. So we've got 40 different languages in there. Really the ability for anyone to be able to use it, and the user experience is awesome. That's the feedback from customers this weekend as well. It's not just me saying it. So yeah, it's really exciting, and I think something out of this event, we've been trying to kind of match customers up who are on X5 with customers that are on X4 to kind of show them the benefits and what it's like, so it's not just from our mouths, it's from theirs too.
It's interesting because when we first arrived, there were individuals coming up and approached me, and they were very focused on that transition and saying, I want to hear from individuals, not Fluke, I want to hear from individuals that have been through the process of transferring from X4 to X5 and their experience.
Yeah.
And in just this short period of time, Georgia, the conversation has just from, I want to know if it's going to be painful, which that's really what it means, is it going to be painful, or is it going to be something that I think that is beneficial to the organization? And I think just in this short period of time, they're finding out that it is beneficial.
Yeah.
That there is an opportunity there. Where do you see some of all of this? I mean, the concept or the principle behind this whole connected ecosystem is good. You don't have little systems that are just sort of stuck out there and just hope that they communicate in such a way. I think that Fluke, reliability, and all of the tools that are available, do you think that this time it's really, truly a connected type of environment?
Yeah, totally. I think Azima really, as I said earlier, has kind of helped us to kind of close that loop.
Yeah.
So you've got the hardware from a Proof Technique perspective, which is, does all your vibration monitoring. Then you've got Azima, which takes that data that you're monitoring. And what we see is a lot of people collect a lot of data, but they don't know what to do with it.
Yes.
So it doesn't turn into action, and therefore it's kind of irrelevant. You're collecting it all, and you're, yes, you're using the cloud, but what are you doing in, from an action perspective? And Azima really drives that action element. So they can kind of, like you said earlier, 30 years worth of data across 80,000 machines, 150 trillion data points.
See, that's just, come on, that's mind-boggling.
Yes, it's crazy.
That's a lot of zeros.
Totally. So that means that, you know, whatever fault that you've got coming up, they've seen it before. And so they can track the trends.
Yes.
They can tell you down to root cause analysis, even 6 months in advance of something happening. Which makes you more efficient, you have less downtime, you can plan more, things like spare parts inventory become more easier. And then you've obviously, that all filters into eMain, and so then you're kind of empowering your workforce to be able to do things quicker, better, with the right tools and technology at their hands. So it's really cool.
It seems like a journey. Let's say I'm a company, I'm Scott Manufacturer, and I'm a company. Can I begin to achieve some benefits? What that comprehensive, that solution might be a little overwhelming. Is there a way of being me just sort of incrementally saying, okay, I'm on eMain 4. I hear I need to be on X5. So, but then I see this, and then I saw those tools. Is there some way that I can approach it and make it a little bit more manageable?
Totally.
It's scary.
Yeah, totally. I think one of our biggest things is that we can meet you wherever you are on your journey, right?
Yeah.
So, like you said, sometimes it feels like a heavy lift.
It is.
You know, you've got existing hardware and you don't want to replace them all. But I think that what we see from a lot of customers is that they get their CMMS in place. They've kind of got that working, and that's almost like the foundations. And then they're like, okay, now we want to add on condition monitoring of some sort. How do we do that? And what we hope is that, you know, by offering all three steps, it's a viable solution to be able to, you know, implement us as and when it's right for the organization. And like you said, sometimes people are on different journeys from a timing perspective. But what's great is each part of our solution complements each other. And I don't think there's anyone else on the market that, you know, offers the three steps that is a connective liability workflow.
The devices that I stick out on my assets, I know that I can approach or I can communicate with Fluke Reliability and get my devices as well.
Yeah.
In those devices, I'm collecting data. And let's say I'm not an Azima client at this particular time. Does Fluke Reliability provide the insights and skills? Because we're talking about the tsunami of data, we're talking about drinking from a fire hose to a certain extent, and then we're trying to figure out what data is relevant to making or helping me make tactical decisions on my operation. Does Fluke help with that too as well?
Yeah, totally. So we have a remote condition monitoring offering where we have analysts on hand who are sort of highly certified analysts, which when you're looking at kind of smaller plants or, you know, various different types of plants across the region, you might not necessarily have that skill and that expertise in the plant, and it's quite expensive to get that in, right? So to be able to outsource that, going back to the skills shortage too, it's a really great opportunity to be able to outsource some of those skills to Fluke Reliability to be able to kind of do the analysis of the vibration data and be able to tell you what's happening and when.
But thermal too, right?
Yes.
Yeah, any type of condition monitoring that I might deem important for my operations, my organization, given that skill gap, let's just be real. That is a conversation, that is a challenging conversation to have just in industry in general, small to large, and everything in between. I can't find the right individuals, and that's a threat to the resiliency of that business.
Yeah.
So pretty much you have all the offerings of all of the the ability to look at that data.
Yeah, definitely. And I think like skill shortages have been one of the main topics that came up on the Thought Leadership Conference. And we actually, funny enough, for Ankush's keynote on the first day, we actually looked at just 8 companies in the audience. And we looked at the open roles that they had from a maintenance, operation, manufacturing perspective. And in just 8 companies, there was 2,500 roles open.
No way.
Yeah. In just 8 in the audience.
Gosh.
And I think that really kind of speaks to what we're up against here. I think things like AI can really help to make your workforce more efficient and kind of do those mundane tasks that take up a lot of time for your employees, to be able to free them up to do things that are more valuable almost, and hopefully more enjoyable too, right? Like, you don't want to always come in and do the mundane tasks. So it's quite, it's a viable option to be able to kind of plug that gap a little bit. But I think one of the key things is that, you know, we don't think that we're not going to be sort of replacing humans anytime soon.
No,
everything.
And that's a really good point.
Yes. So everything within our options, even, you know, the remote condition monitoring aspect, we always will involve humans in the process, and we don't see that changing. We almost see upskilling of employees instead.
I see the silver lining in, and I hate to say the term outsourcing. It has such a, you know, questionable connotation to a certain extent, but I just don't see how that business model is not relevant big time in today's market. I mean, it just is.
Yeah.
And if I was a company and I want to be relevant going forward, resilient going forward, I need to, one, I need to constantly educate. So events like this, vital. Two, I need to collaborate because I don't have all the answers. I'm still sort of me, Scott McKenzie, manufacturing. I'm worried about my production and this and that and making payroll, whatever. I've got a slew of challenges. But then I have to consider that innovation component. Where do I deploy it? How do I deploy it? Because that ensures to a certain extent. And then, finally, those trusted partners, the trusted individuals, the Sherpas that I need to bring in to be able to do that and to rely on, because there's going to be a lot of people that are going to hang those shingles out, and I'm in pain, and maybe that's not the right approach.
Yeah,
that's sort of what I see. Fluke Reliability, that whole role, that there's this one stop that makes it easy for me.
Yeah.
Am I looking at it right?
Yeah, totally. So an interesting conversation we had with a partner. They're a big partner of ours, and they're in the kind of oil and gas industry. And they have 60 analysts on site, but their analysts are at capacity. So when you look at it from a kind of business perspective, there's no additional output. There's no additional profitability. There's nowhere to go because they're all at max. So we are talking to them about, you know, Azima and where the value of Azima lies. And they said when we were showing them what we could do, it would free up their analysts to do 5 times the amount that
Brilliant.
They do now.
Brilliant.
So, and you just think, that is just nuts, like 5 times the amount. So, I think it's so powerful. And I just think we need to kind of keep spreading the word about it, because it really is going to change the game for organizations.
Oh, I see nothing but positive coming from that whole interaction. And not to mention that, again, Azima, a product that allows you to just really look at the critical data, not the tsunami. I'm not sitting there looking at the squiggly lines like vibration is. I'm looking at the squiggly lines that have meaning.
Yeah.
Which then, you know, you compress a big amount of data down to the meaningful ones. That's, I agree with you. It's brilliant. And then not only that, from what I understand from Fluke Reliability's perspective, you have your Cat 4, Cat 3, you have vibration professionals in-house for additional help.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah, totally. I think that is really one of the even more powerful things about Azima. And in that acquisition, we acquired some really fantastic individuals. The individuals that you're speaking about there,
yes.
the Cat 4, Cat 5s. So we got, you know, 30 analysts on board, and they're amazing. And that's, you know, really kind of supercharged the offering that we can give in that services kind of sector too.
I think services is the way to go. I really, this is spectacular. One last question. This event brings about real users. In general, what's that feedback from just how are you digesting? What do you do from Fluke Reliabilities? You're getting feedback from real people in the field doing it day in and day out, making things happen. How do you take that information, that good insights, and then put it into reality?
Yeah, for sure. So I think there's a couple of things on this. One that sticks out to me is from the Thought Leadership Day. So something that we did was we gleaned all of the insights from those roundtable discussions, which were on kind of all of the key industry issues that we're facing right now, some of the challenges, some of the opportunities like AI, for example. What we'll do is glean those insights and put them into kind of emails or relevant content back to the customer. So this is what you learned. This was the actions that we took away from that. And then they can do with what they will with that. And then from our perspective, at the event, we do loads of VOC. You know, we're
all the VOC.
Yes. Voice of customer. We are sort of interviewing customers, asking them what they think about our offering, mm-hmm. what we could improve on most importantly. And this event is really key for kind of filtering back into our strategy. So we take all of those insights and, you know, we'll come together as a team and we debate and kind of have a look at what the priorities should be, and that will filter directly into our strategy for next year. So it's really key for that perspective.
You were wonderful. How do people get a hold of you and they're saying, I want to find out more about Georgia and what's happening at Fluke Reliability? What's the best way? Are you out on LinkedIn?
Yeah, absolutely. Georgia Marchin on LinkedIn.
There it is.
Thanks,
her name
Scott.
Is Georgia. Georgia's on my mind. Has anybody said that before?
Yes.
Darn it, I'm not unique and new about that. All right. As you can tell by the buzz in the background, we are broadcasting on-site. Fluke Reliability, this is Accelerate 2024, and it's a happening event. You need to put this on your calendar for next year, 2025. I can do the math. And if you're in the world of asset management, maintenance, and reliability, this is the event for you. You will not be disappointed. You get to meet people like Georgia and others that have their fingers on the pulse. We're going to wrap it up on the other side. Stay tuned. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
How about that conversation with Georgia? Absolutely wonderful. Chock full of great information and all of the happenings happening at Fluke Reliability. It's amazing. They've got so much going on. You go to this event, you go to Accelerate, put 25 on your calendar. You must. There's this buzz, this energy, this force that's taking place at this event, and everybody's excited about what's going on. They never stand still. They are truly, as you can tell by Georgia, truly passionate about reliability, asset management, maintenance, and keeping your operations up and running, and getting that insight that is so necessary to make those tactical decisions. It's exciting. I just got to tell you, I was blown away. All right, go to Industrial Talk, get engaged, be a part, educate, collaborate, innovate. Right there, Industrial Talk. We're going to have another great conversation shortly, so hang out with Georgia, change the world. We will be having another one shortly.